Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
If you're driving in the Northeast this summer, I recommend a visit to Arrowhead, the home of 19th century author Herman Melville. It's in Pittsfield, Mass., less than 3 hours from New York City and Boston, and smack in the middle of our current national crisis. Arrowhead is where Melville wrote his 1846 masterpiece, Moby Dick, and, 5 years later, a little-known but very interesting short story. It's called I and My Chimney, and it's inspired by Arrowhead's enormous fireplace. In the story, an aging narrator extols the comforts of his beloved fireplace, but his wife sees it as a smoking, crumbling mess that threatens to bring down the entire house. The story follows her attempts to decommission the chimney and his to preserve it. Some scholars say it's pretty clear what the chimney represents: slavery. Melville was writing only 4 years before the Civil War, and he knew that so-called peculiar institution was undermining not just the South, but also the Republic. His narrator, possibly a transplanted Southerner, realizes the chimney is a danger, but he can't bear to lose that comfy companion, especially to a reform-minded busybody like his wife. Melville was a master of allegory, and I stumbled across I and My Chimney while looking for a parallel to our own troubled times. A stubborn political right and its hand-packed Supreme Court is dragging us back to an era when white men were masters, minorities were invisible, guns and God were revered, women and gays not so much. Meanwhile, the rest of us can't seem to get our act together to slow this juggernaut. Melville opposed slavery, but he was also a realist. Even though forced servitude was destroying the South, he found Northern abolitionists too self-righteous, too ineffective. By 1851, in his view, the Republic was doomed. He was right, but the story stopped short of civil war. Instead, the wife keeps trying one useless scheme after another to save the house. The old narrator thwarts her at every turn. I don't know how America's current drama will end, but in I and My Chimney, the eager reformer is no match for the stubborn conservative. Today, Arrowhead still stands, as does that chimney. But in Melville's story, and maybe our own, the marriage has all but collapsed. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.